Kuntris Yudalef Nissen Tashinun Aleph. So the Maimur, distributed for Yudalef Nissen, begins Tefillah LeMoshe. That's the capital tell him Tzadik, for the Tzadik 90th year of the Rebbe. So this Tefillah LeMoshe is called by Chazal the Tefillah of a rich man, and Tefillah LeDavid is the Tefillah of a poor man. So since Tefillah is defined as we're asking for our needs, so what is a rich man's tefillah? What does he need? We find that according to Torah, one must fill the needs of the poor man. This doesn't only mean those necessities required by every person. It means we're obligated also to fill his personal needs. If he had previously been wealthy and was accustomed to a servant and a horse to run before him, then for him such a thing is lacking and we have to provide it for him. One is obligated to fulfill what he lacks, but one is not obligated to make him rich. Thus it comes out that even having a servant and a horse running before him, meaning not to lack anything, is still not wealthy. We got him a servant and a horse to run in front of him. He's still not wealthy. Wealthy, explains the Rebbe, is superabundance, which is more than just nothing is lacking. And the Rebbe will explain. Furthermore, it means that this abundance is not received from another source, and thus could be cut off or taken away. Rather, it is inherently his, making him osher be'etzim, rich in essence. That's why our sages say, there's no one, and osher elu be'das, there's no one wealthy except in das, in knowledge. Rich in knowledge, wealthy in knowledge, means that what he has learned has become unified with him and part of him as a result of his own effort, as opposed to that it remains on the level of what others taught him. He internalized it, he made it his own. So back to the question, one who is rich has superabundance. So then, what is his tefillah? What is he davening for? So the Rebbe answers, he's davening for others. His tefillah is for the needs of others. This is Moshe Rabbeinu, who lacked nothing and needed nothing, not in the realm of Das, since he's the one who gave us the Torah, and surely not materially wasn't lacking anything. So his tefillah was for the needs of the Jewish people, which corresponds spiritually, as explained in the Maimer, to the Sefirah Malchus. But if Moshe Rabbeinu, the rich man, feels the lack of Israel, of the Eden, so intensely, then he himself is lacking. And if he is lacking, then he's not rich. Could be said rich is nothing's lacking. So the truth is, explains to the Rebbe, that since he is osher be'etzim, rich in essence, it's not possible for him to be lacking anything. And even though he does feel the lack of by the Eden, but this is not the same as he himself lacking something. And more than that, from his perspective, from the perspective of osher be'etzim, there's nothing lacking whatsoever in Hashem's world or in any of his creations. Therefore, from Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective, the Jewish people are also osher be'etzim and also not lacking anything. So now we go back and ask the question again. So what was he davening for? He said he was davening for the Eden because they're lacking something. Now he's saying that from his perspective, they're also not lacking. So the Rebbe answers, his tefillah was that this fact that the Eden are in truth, osher be'etzim, should be felt in an open and revealed way by them. No one lacks anything other than das, than the knowledge to recognize. When one's knowledge broadens, when his das is the way that it should be, he reveals to himself that he is in fact osher be'etzim, rich in essence. So the Maimer concludes by connecting all of this with the inyan of tefillah. It is precisely tefillah which draws down these revelations, as our sages say about Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was each Elohim, a godly man, that when he went up the mountain, he was a man. When he came down, he was Elohim. That's what they say. And this is the inyan of tefillah, davening, that one ascends the mountain to reach Hashem and draws down below into his daily life, the level that having reached Hashem, so that this shleimus is revealed in his behavior. When a Jew does this, he causes the same thing in the Sefirah Malchus, which is bringing about the true and complete geula.